What a blessing it is to gather with you and worship this Sunday morning. What a beautiful day, and what a beautiful day together with God's people. We're emphasizing in 2015, everyone win one. Let's pray as we begin this morning's lesson as we think about that. Father, we just pray for evangelism. We pray that we can reach out, and as we think about each one of us trying to win one, help us to be evangelistic in all that we say and we do through our words and our life and our example, and help us to be praying and thinking and looking each day for people that we can share your good news with. And Father, this morning as we think about salvation and when salvation takes place, and as we think about baptism and all that the significance you gave to baptism, we pray that we can cut through often all the clutter that's in our society and our culture about that topic, and we can go back to your Word of God that you've given us and simply want to obey and follow you. Father, we ask all these things through Christ we pray. Amen. We're thinking about when are we saved. As we think about evangelism, we need to be willing to talk to people about our salvation and when we became saved, and then talk to them about when they and how they can become saved. You know, we understand this in our culture. There's a point in time when things happen. For example, we talk about a couple that's engaged. And we understand that they're dating and then they're engaged, but yet they're not married. We understand that there's a point when they become married, when they have a ceremony, when they pledge their love for one another through some type of vows and sign that certificate. They are married. We understand that there's a lot of seniors now who are going to Graves County and Mayfield, and they're excited because they're going to graduate, but we understand that they have not yet graduated. They are not yet graduates. Now, they're going to be. They're seniors. If they complete their coursework, come the end of May, they're going to be graduates. But we understand there's a point in time when they become graduates. And it's also the same when it occurs to us about starting a new job. If you are at a job and then you're going to leave that job and you're going to start a new job, there's a point in time when you show up for the first day of work. Well, this morning we want to think about when is the point in time when we become saved. You see, the Bible draws a clear division. For example, in 1 Peter chapter 2, the Bible would speak about the division between Christians and the world in verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who were once not a people, but now are God's people, who once had not received mercy, but now have received mercy. Peter says, you were in darkness, but now you're in light. You were not a people, but now you're the people of God. You had not obtained mercy, but now you have. Paul does something similar in Ephesians chapter 2, 11 through 18, when he talks about those who were without Christ, without God, and had no hope. Yet he says later on in that same text that they are now in Christ, they're reconciled to God, and they have peace. You see, there's a point in time when we move from being lost to being saved. In fact, the Bible would speak often about the world versus Christians. And lost, Luke 19:10, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. And those who are saved, Jesus came that people can be saved, John 3, verse 17. And then we speak of the life of sin, Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And then the new and abundant life of John 10:10. And then ultimately there is eternal punishment for those who do not know God and have not obeyed the gospel of God, 2 Thessalonians 1:7 through 10, versus those who have eternal life and salvation. You see, there's a clear division. So here's the thing we want to discover this morning is, when do I cross that line of demarcation? When do I cross from being lost to being saved? Just like a couple that is engaged, when do they go from being an engaged couple to being a married couple? And what I want to suggest to you this morning is that the Bible is very clear that that line is the line of baptism. And that at the point of baptism, and when I say baptism, I'm speaking of someone who is a believer in Jesus, Someone who has faith in Christ, they believe that Jesus came and lived and died on the cross for their sins, and they're willing to repent of their sins. That is, they're willing to put their old life behind them. They're willing to repent and change their life. They have confessed Christ in their